Okay, one thing we've discussed here on the program a fair bit is the issue of meth in the community and what it's doing to people. And then, unfortunately, the lack of rehabilitation that's available here in Western Australia. Then the lack of beds, primarily. You know, we've spoken to the agencies that try and do their best, some not-for-profits, some of the government agencies as well. But the reality is, you know, if you decide today that you need to beat this addiction, there's no guarantee you can get yourself into a place, you know, by close of business. In fact, you can be told 2 months. And of course, you walk away and, you know, things happen to you in that 2 month period, and it's a lost opportunity. But interestingly, there are a number of people who are heading overseas to get the sort of rehabilitation from drug and alcohol issues that they either may not get here, or it's a different type of rehab that is having great results. And to talk about one of those particular treatments, it's at Dara in Thailand. It's the treatment director, Dr. Phil Townsend, joins me now. Thanks very much for your time today, Doctor.
Well, thanks very much for letting me come on, Gary.
Yeah, just explain to us what DARA does. Is DARA, it's a Drug and Alcohol Rehab Asia, isn't it? That's what it stands for. What do you offer?
The main thing that we offer, Gary, is a residential treatment service, but we're quite a special one, really, because we're able to provide a luxury rehab service at the five-star accommodation, also at a very low price because of where we are based in Thailand. So we can provide treatment here for $5,000 a month. The equivalent in Australia would be somewhere between 10 and 15, right up to $130,000 a month. And the quality of the accommodation is fantastic here. We really are based at a luxury resort.
So this is rehab tourism, as you say, rehab tourism.
Well, yeah, it's more than that, Gary, because, you know, often you'll find things like alcohol and drug treatment are kind of in the old house down the road, you know, the sort of grotty building that nobody else wanted. Whereas, you know, here we're able to give you, you know, absolutely fantastic accommodation. And I think that's part of the package. It's part of the treating the whole person, helping people get a grip of their dignity, and, you know, having a really good recovery coming out of it is what we're aiming for.
Yeah, the other thing, of course, I take it, that it's easier for people if they leave the baggage behind here and go to somewhere like Thailand, where the temptations of the people that they've been involved with, etc., they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go to Thailand for that, Gary, but it is really important often to get out of your environment because, I mean, the trouble with, you know, we're talking about methamphetamine, but also alcohol, you know, opiates, benzodiazepines, they're just so endemic in our community that, you know, when you try and stop using any of these kinds of chemicals, you're going to go through periods of extreme craving. I mean, that just is what happens. And when they're freely available to you sort of around every corner, or even, you know, in the home that you're living in, it just makes it that much harder. So often being able to get away is really important for people. And, of course, you know, being able to get away somewhere which is right away and really concentrate on yourself is a pretty unique thing to happen to people, actually, and one that we're very happy to provide.
Is it just a straight detox? What else is involved?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, detox is obviously the first step. You've got to get the drugs out of your system, and that all you have to do to make that happen is keep your liver functioning, you know, and not use any more. But stopping drug use is, you know, is not really the hard bit. It's keeping stopped that's the hard bit. And so we have a program here that really concentrates on the whole person. You know, we focus quite a lot on good nutrition. Our clients have two Thai massages a week. We do meditation. And then as well as that, we do the normal kind of one-to-one counselling and group therapy that you would get in any other program. So we really are trying to go for the whole person, you know, their physical health, their mental health, their spiritual health, just, yeah, it's a complete recovery that we're aiming for.
What sort of success rate do you sort of gauge?
Well, it's always hard to do that kind of stuff. I mean, We know that treatment works. It works about 80% of the time, which means it's sort of up there with the antibiotics in terms of how effective it is. But we don't really know whether one treatment is a whole lot better than another treatment. What we provide here is a state-of-the-art treatment, so we know that we're as good as anyone else. And we, you know, I'm reluctant to say, oh, you know, this, we're the sort of shining example of stuff. Lots of people are trying to do alcohol drug treatment, and people that are trying to do it in general are trying to do it really well.
And we're obviously talking about people that have means. We're not talking, because if you're talking $5,000 a month, I know that's considerably cheaper if you try to do it here, perhaps. But they've got the money to do it. So these are not stereotypical junkies we're talking here necessarily.
They're not stereotypical junkies, but I mean, frankly, Gary, like most of the people that we see here would have spent more on their addiction in the month before they came here than they did in the month that they were here. You know, addiction and money, you know, they're pretty entwined, really. We can't take just anybody here. You know, it is a private centre. People have to pay for it. But the reason that we're able to offer it so cheaply here is our ex-clients and owner, people in recovery who really believe in treatment and who actually subsidise to a certain extent the treatment that's available here, and that's why we're able to offer it so cheaply.
All right, and you're saying that the sort of facility you've got up there, it couldn't be replicated here at all, not for the sort of cost, but...
Not for this kind of price. Yeah, we really are. Our main facility on Koh Chang is an island in Thailand. It was a five-star resort until we took it over, and it is extremely luxurious accommodation.
All right. There's no irony in the fact that, you know, Thailand obviously historically and notoriously part of the Golden Triangle.
Yeah, the Golden Triangle, right. There is an irony there, isn't there? But we, it just worked out that this is the best place for us and the place that we've been able to do it. But we have to be aware of that, obviously, as well, Gary. I mean, we provide a pretty wraparound service so that from the time that you get off the plane, we can have an agent who will meet you actually at the gate, take you through customs and pick up your baggage and take you to the car or plane that's going to actually bring you to the place. And so, you know, we are aware that we're operating this facility in an environment where drugs are perhaps fairly freely available, I mean, as they are in most places around the world, you know.
All right, so are they allowed out when they're in there?
It's not a prison, Gary, yet. We people go out routinely. We have expeditions around the island on the weekend where we'll go and do things around the community. But and people can go out and do, you know, if they need to buy stuff, that happens. People have to go out to the dentist and the doctor and so forth. But people always go out in the company of a staff member. Well, not always, actually. Sometimes, as part of people's treatment, they will actually go out sort of later in their treatment, spend a day just touristing around the island. And over here, you can buy spirits at the 7-Eleven. You know, it's pretty alcohol and drugs are probably fairly available. So we actually include that as part of the treatment. So they'll go out, be exposed to that kind of stuff, get used to being in a situation where drugs are available to them, and saying no or not saying yes. And, of course, when they come back, we take the precaution of drug testing and checking people's bags and so on. But, you know, we can build that actually in as an advantage in the treatment over here as well.
And just finally, you know, we have spoken a lot about meth. No doubt, you know, you're aware that Australia's seen a big rise in it. Why that is and whether or not we can do much about it, I'm not sure. But are you seeing more people present? Are they overwhelmingly the biggest clientele?
Definitely amongst our Australian clients, methamphetamine is just huge. I've seen this empty everywhere in Australia. Why that is, I don't know. I mean, I know why they end up coming here. It's something to do with availability. You know, when a drug's really available, then people will get into trouble with it. I mean, we just have to look at alcohol and cigarettes to see that. But I don't know why the meth has exploded in Australia. I mean, that's really somebody else's expertise.
All right. If people are listening and they know someone that's affected at the moment and they've been trying to get them help and it is a struggle here because of the number of beds, the shortages, you know, if they can afford the money to do this, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Gary, Dara Rehab, D-A-R-A, rehab.com is our website. People can get into that, have a look at us. When they decide that they want to come here, it's just a phone call. Usually we handle everything by the phone and we can have people here really comfortably within a week.
Good talking to you today, Phil. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Gary.
Phil Townsend there, Dr. Phil Townsend, Treatment Director at Dara in Thailand. And after 12 o'clock, we know that Peter Bell will be talking to someone who's been up there as an addict, and has, I believe, got their sort of life back in order because of the treatment they received up at Dara. So you could listen to Peter Bell after 12 o'clock for that person's account of why it worked. And, you know, they may even have an interesting point of view on what should be available here in Western Australia so that people don't feel like they need to go overseas. 9221882 is our talkback number. We're going to talk to Alana McTiernan next because she's written a piece in The West today, an op-ed piece, which says that in